Lesson 7. I am filled with His Holy Spirit. Our topic this week, being filled with the Holy Spirit, can be a topic that people tend to shy away from. I want to encourage you to be bold this week. Be bold in your teaching. I would encourage you actually to spend a lot of time praying in the Holy Ghost, especially if you're not used to sharing this with kids. If it makes you nervous, then pray in the Spirit yourself. Be prepared. Pray for a move of God. Pray for the Holy Spirit to really show the kids who He is and help you to show them what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, for reference, you could go back to our volume 1. In our first year of lessons, we talked a lot about being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you need a little more background information on that, you can reference that. But you need to make that clear to the kids that Jesus left us a gift when He gave us the Holy Spirit. He was another helper, one of the very same kind. So anything you see Jesus do for the disciples, the Holy Spirit can do for us. Comfort us, guide us, lead us, help us, teach us. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to do what the Lord wants us to do. You know, we're supposed to do greater things, Jesus said, than He did. How are we going to do that? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let the kids know who the Holy Spirit is. Let them know what His purpose in our lives is. Our second point helps you to know some of those. And I tell you, I had to really condense and leave out some things that I wanted to put in here just for space and time. But I boiled it down to He guides us. He imparts God's nature to us and helps us do what's right. And that's in Galatians. This point, see, I want to point out something to you. You know, we've heard that scripture a lot that says He helps us to pray when we don't know how to pray. But I really want you to point something out to the kids. He prays the right prayer through us to receive God's best. But in that, that's only an example of how He helps us. You know, the Bible says, point this out to your kids. He helps us in our weaknesses. For example, He helps us to pray, as it says. But really point that out to your kids. This is just an example of how He helps us. When you're weak, the Holy Spirit will help you. But praying the right prayer is not the only way He helps us. But it's a great way, because when we need to know how to pray, He is praying God's will for us through us. Now, the concept of this can be pretty easy to explain. You can have the kids pray with you. Say, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, Father, I love You. I love You. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give them that little example prayer and then ask them this question. Who prayed that prayer? And they should answer, I did. Then say, but who gave you the words to pray? And they should answer, you did. Then tell them, I gave you the words to pray, but you are the one who prayed the prayer. And that's exactly the way the Holy Spirit works when you're praying in tongues. You're the one praying. You're speaking these things out, speaking out the will of the Father for your life. But the Holy Spirit is the one giving you the words. Make it seem very easy. No fear. Don't let them be afraid. As you give them the opportunity to actually be filled with the Holy Spirit, you really want to help them to choose to believe. Say, you know, this may sound crazy to some people. So you choose to believe what God said. He said He will give you the Holy Spirit to those that ask. That's in Luke. So, super kids, ask. Ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Believe with no fear. You know, I find that many times kids who do not receive very quickly, it's because there's fear there. They're afraid. Maybe they're shy or maybe they've heard funny things about being filled with the Holy Spirit or speaking in tongues. Most of them, they're just afraid to open their mouth. So you tell them, Say, God won't open your mouth for you. He'll give you the words, but you have to open your mouth in faith. Give the Holy Spirit your mouth. He will give you the words. And just make it seem so simple to the kids that they can just believe it and receive it. And when they open their mouth, these words bubble up. For your kids who have never been filled with the Holy Spirit, this is going to change their life. This is their week to begin walking in the power of the Holy Spirit.